Everybody, hope you're having a great day today. This is Ginger Black with Work Insanity. So today I wanted to talk about no, and how many times we hear no and we give up. So if you're in sales, you're trained to learn that the word no means many other things. It means not now, maybe later. It means no, never. It can mean I'm not interested. But a lot of times, no is just a personal affront to us, and we think we take it at face value. And that's the danger. And the reason I'm bringing this up today is because I had a personal experience recently with a customer service person in a government organization. I won't mention any names, but it was one of those ones that everybody has on their list as some of the most hateful people in the world or the most incompetent people in the world. And it has something to do with your car. Anyway, the person that I talked to told me that what I was requesting was not possible. And I was looking for a waiver on something, and this person said, no, I couldn't get that waiver, and that I would just have to give them my money, and my money would sit there, and my car would not be registered until which time I did what I had to do. And I debated what to do, what was I going to do, and finally I realized that there was 9,999 other employees in this agency, and I needed to find the one who would have the answer I wanted to hear. And so then after I slept on that, the next day I did find a person who had the answer. And they took me to, they were very helpful, showed me exactly what I needed to do. And so I won. I won because I persisted. I won because I got what I wanted. I won because I overrode the person who first told me no, it was impossible. And I've learned through the years in sales really that nothing is impossible. We all have to hold out for that next person who can help us or who wants to buy something from us that we're selling. So it doesn't mean that no is no forever and you're never going to sell it, or it doesn't mean that no, the person that you're trying to sell it that first says no wasn't really listening when you told them about what you had to offer. And so I think it's important to remember that the word no is not a brick wall. It's kind of a smokescreen in a lot of cases, and it needs to be addressed as such. So when you're in sales, but you know, if you haven't woken up to the fact that we're all in sales today, no matter whether you're an employee or a salesperson, I like the way I separated that, you're an employee or a salesperson, or an entrepreneur, you will be required to sell. You know, and the example is always given, well, you sold your spouse on, you know, that you were somebody, so you marketed yourself, and you have told other people have bought from you in ways that, you know, your ideas or your even your something you gave them to eat. You had them over to your house for dinner. You were selling them what you were offering. And so if we look at selling, it's a much broader scope than just being in sales. And so for the people that say, I hate sales, you're in a deep cesspool because we all have to sell. So the sooner you learn how to market yourself to other people, you're going to do better in life. Now, back to the word no. So people, when you're in sales, you know, I have another example. It's kind of funny, but if men listen to the word no, human beings would no longer exist because they would, you know, they have to be a little bit, not forceful, that's a bad word today, but they have to be persistent in meeting women so that procreation takes place, so that there's more human beings. Same with other animals. And the idea is that we have to learn that persistence is, you know, if you're barking up the wrong tree, obviously no is a word that you don't want to ignore, because it may not be the right person, but it doesn't mean there is no other person to help you. And that's what happened to me in this instance, is that the person actually hung up on me because I said, gee, I thought California would want my money. And, you know, so it wasn't that. I guess what's so weird to me is how many people today that you can talk to in a customer service job that are totally unknowledgeable about their job. They don't know what they're talking about, and they just lie because they don't know what they're talking about. And so they want to cover up that they don't know what they're talking about, and they just blatantly lie. I mean, she just blatantly lied to me. She might not have knowingly known, because she was untrained or uneducated in her job. And I'm going to get into that in a different show, you know, about, you know, the excellence, how many people are not aware of how to achieve excellence in their life. But anyway, the idea here is that the word no means not now, maybe not with me, but it doesn't mean you stop. It doesn't mean you change your plans. It doesn't mean that you don't move forward. It just means that you keep trying with other people or with other venues, or depending on the situation, you may have to go down a totally different path. And, you know, the example is always given that Edison had 10,000 experiments with light bulbs fail before he was able to find the right one. So if he hadn't persisted, and he had taken the word no, and he hadn't, you know, pursued what he felt was right, or his dream, or his persistence in doing the right thing, in getting what his vision was. So when you're working on a vision, that's the same thing. You have to be persistent in yourself. You know, I'm not saying beat up the same person over and over again. That's not going to work. But if you pick a different person and you keep going, you know, another thing they teach you in sales is, every no you gets you closer to yeses. So you actually learn to look for no's in life. And when you hear the no's, you go, oh yeah, one more down. You know, pretty soon the next one's going to be a yes. And then another yes, and another yes, and another yes. And so that's what happens to when you see successful people. You think, oh, they had it easy because everybody said yes to them right away. And that's never the case. I can guarantee it. I've worked with a lot of salespeople, and it's never the case. They, you know, you must be persistent. And think back in your life. You know that there's always something in your life that you pursued. I mean, if you look at 4- and 5-year-olds, they are master pursuers. They don't take no for an answer. They want candy. They want, you know, cookies. They want to be held. And they make sure that you know what they want. And even before they have language capabilities, they let you know what they want. They're persistent. So what happened to your persistence? Where did it go? Because we all have it. We had it as children. You know, it was trained out of us to a certain degree. So you have to pick back up and remember that you can be persistent. When you really want something, I guarantee you that you can be persistent. The problem is we allow people to tell us no, and we accept it at face value. And accepting it at face value is our loss. Not theirs, it's our loss. So remember, as you go through your day, persistence will get you where you want to go. If you get no's, you just keep going until you get yeses. Just keep pursuing what it is you want. And again, that will take you to places you never dreamed because you're pursuing your dream. Okay, it's Ginger Black with Work Insanity, workinsanity.com. Thanks for joining me today. Hope this was helpful, and have a great rest of your day.